Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for letting us arrive here safe today. And as we spend an hour singing worship and praise to you, we ask you to let these verses wash over us and help us to let these verses strengthen our faith and be more assured of our salvation. So we will be more willing to share with others who don't know Jesus what Jesus means to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sing all three verses of Will You Not Tell It Today?
Thank you. the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. That's in Proverbs 22:7. And when I came across that verse recently, it kind of struck a chord with me because of a little story I want to tell you, something that kind of had been going on in my life. When I moved down here, kind of had a last-minute decision to move back to Tampa after graduation. So I came back down in August and didn't really have, you know, a job lined up per se or any way to make money right off the bat. And so, you know, I had the first month's rent due and other expenses. You know, you had to put down deposits on the water, all these different things that, you know, adults apparently have to pay for that I didn't have the funds to pay for. So I went to my favorite financial institution, the Bank of Dad, and I asked for a loan, and it was very graciously given to me with no scolding whatsoever. You know, Dad gave me a personal loan, and the terms cannot be beaten. There's no interest, of course, and you really just repay when you get the chance. And so, you know, he was so nice about it and really never brought it up again. But in spite of that, it was still on my mind, this loan. As soon as I started to make some money, started figuring out, you know, how can I save up, how can I pay this back, Christmas rolled around, and I was working on repaying it, and Mom and Dad said, what do you want for Christmas? I said, can you just forgive a couple $100 of the loan? But Mom wanted me to unwrap something, so that wasn't going to happen. But I tell you that just because, just to illustrate that this debt was on my mind. Even a small debt, even a debt to my dad who couldn't have been nicer about it, it just occupied a space in my brain. It weighed me down, and I kind of always knew that I had this debt. Debt is something that's burdensome. Remember that proverb, the rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. When we're indebted, it's hard to get that off of our mind. And you always are thinking about that, and especially if you come to the realization that you can't repay your debts, that's about the worst feeling in the world. And spiritually, we know that each of us has been greatly indebted to God. Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death. Death is the price that we owe God for our sin. Let's go to Colossians 2 for a minute. That's where we're going to focus for just a second. That makes a similar point. In Colossians 2, I'm just going to read verse 13 for the moment. Colossians 2:13 says, and you who were dead in your trespasses, like we said, the wages of sin, the debt was death. You were dead in your trespasses, and the uncircumcision of your flesh God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses. So when we had this debt that we could have never repaid, at that moment, God swooped in, he offered up his son, and he allowed us to be forgiven of that debt. That debt that we were enslaved to, that debt that was on our minds and on our hearts, that debt that we had rung up so carelessly, and now we're hopelessly indebted and had no chance of repaying, God came in and he allowed us to have that debt canceled out. That's what verse 14 says, if you're still in Colossians 2. He canceled the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. And when we put things in this context, it really is silly and trite almost for me to compare it to the loan that I had to my dad, because, you know, that was something that was so small, and yet even that was on my mind. But how much more, when we have accumulated this debt, does it weigh on us? Does it drag us down? And each of us who is a Christian already can remember that wonderful feeling of having that debt truly forgiven, taken away, 100% gone. And that offer is out there for those who still have a debt to their name and for those who haven't realized the forgiveness that's available in Jesus. If you know that that's your condition and that you're in sin and you need to answer the call, if you know that you have a debt that you need help with repaying, then we'd encourage you to come forward. Or if you have any other spiritual need, you need the prayers of the congregation, whatever we can do for you, let us know by coming forward as we stand and sing.
table has been left prepared for those who may not have had a chance to partake this morning. If you would like to be served after we pray, I ask that you raise your hand and we'll come to you at that time. Let us pray.